Albayan Radio presents Practical Explanations of Commonly Recited Suwar, presented by Sheikh Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to another short episode from the oft recited verses in the Quran and their chapters, and a brief explanation on them. We were talking in the previous episode of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Save us, O Allah, from the path of those who have earned your anger and those who have gone astray. And we explained that they were the Jews and the Christians, and that the Jews had earned the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as also is mentioned in their books, because they knew the truth and they turned away from the truth. And we spoke how a person definitely is going to commit sins, but how he should respond to it. And we finalize by saying that we will mention in this episode the difference between Adam alayhi salam and Iblis alayhi la'anullah. Adam alayhi salam was told by Allah in the paradise, do not eat from the tree. What did he do? For whatever reason, he fell into the mistake of eating from the tree. Iblis was told to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, and he refused to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. So now we have two sins. One, ate from the tree. One, disobeyed Allah by not doing sujood to Adam alayhi salam. The question is not what sin that they committed in and of themselves, but rather, how did they respond to that sin? How did they respond to that sin? Adam alayhi salam, he automatically understood what he done was wrong, and he felt guilty, and he asked Allah for forgiveness. And how did Allah respond to him? Allah azza wa jal forgave him and made him a prophet. Iblis, what was his problem? Not only did he disobey Allah, but when Allah questioned him about it, he arrogantly tried to justify his sin. I'm better than Adam. Why am I going to do shujud to him? I'm better than him. This was arrogance. He justified the wrong that he done. So what ended up happening to him? He became cursed until the day of judgment, and he will have a punishment, a severe torment in the hellfire in the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save myself and yourselves from a blazing torment and such humiliation. So we go back to and we connect with the verse. The arrogance, the pride a person has where he knows the truth and turns away from it, this is one of the worst things a person can do. The next part, وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, and save us, O Allah, from the path of those who are misguided. And we mentioned that these are the Christians. Why are the Christians misguided? Because they want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they do so without knowledge. And this is another major mistake that many Muslims make. When it comes to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a believer must do it based on firm knowledge, sound knowledge, and understanding of what's right and wrong. It's not a matter for him to say, okay, this is my opinion, or this is what I think, or this is what the times dictate, or this is what society accepts, etc. No, it goes back to what does Allah Azza wa Jalla want? What did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell me to do? And it stops there. Unfortunately, when a person tries to worship Allah based on his own understanding of what's right and wrong, you end up seeing what it leads to from the Christian world today, where you have, for example, some in the Christian church that will accept homosexuals as people who are not committing a sin, who will accept homosexuals or homosexuality as a valid form of marriage, who will change their Bibles to put, for example, female priests up to give sermons even though they're not allowed, for them to change clear rulings in their book based on things like, this is the times today, or Jesus promoted love, or God is merciful. Whilst all of these things are correct in and of themselves, they need to be guided by the guidance of the religion. So whilst we keep up with the times in matters of dunya, no problem. Matters of worldly things, no problem. Technology, cars, etc. There's no problem in using them, as long as it is in the halal. A matter of saying God is merciful. Yes, 100%. But just like a mother or a father are merciful to their children, there are rules and we need to abide by those rules. And that is when you get that love and affection and mercy. How about when it comes to dealing with your Lord? Your Lord has told you what he wants. Your Lord has told you what he wants. When you follow those rules, that is when you get the reward. As for a person or an individual to think that I disobey my Lord and because he's merciful or loving or caring, that he's going to forgive me and have mercy upon me. This is incorrect for a person to think like that. And this is actually thinking bad of Allah. This is not taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seriously. Yes, Allah azza wa jalla is merciful. A person repents, Allah says that he will repent. But for a person to disobey Allah and then to think automatically that he's going to get the mercy of Allah, this is not how the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works. These are people who have that ignorance in them because they do not know truly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from them. So if you look again at the Christian lifestyle in general, a person will find that they may have a love for God, they may mention God throughout their day, they may have certain prayers that they do, but in terms of a structured lifestyle of right and wrong, it is not necessarily present. What to say, what not to say, how to dress, how not to dress, what to eat, what not to eat, when to pray, etc., etc., etc. You won't find that necessarily there. Also, in the matter of innovations, how many things have been innovated in the Christian religion which have become accepted by the majority of Christians, like the celebration of Christmas, or the celebration of Easter, or the celebration of other days that they have made holy that didn't come, not in their Bible, nor on the words of the one that they came to follow, meaning Jesus alayhi salam. So how does a person fall into these mistakes? It is because of ignorance, not having enough knowledge of what is right and wrong, not studying the book properly, and then from that comes my logic, my interpretation, my whims and desires. And this is something that we need to be extremely careful of. This is a extremely dangerous matter. And how do you stop yourself from arrogance and from ignorance? It is through humbling yourself and learning the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then implementing that religion. And if you have a deficiency somewhere, not to justify the wrong that you are upon, but to say, I am wrong and I need to work on myself to get to an acceptable level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. May Allah Azza wa Jalla teach us the religion and allow us to follow it. هذا والله أعلم صلى الله محمد وعلى آله محمد وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.